Amazing Grace, written by John Newton. Who knows? But by the time these plants grow up and bear fruit, you may possibly go home to England, obtain command of a ship, and come back and eat the fruit of these very plants. Ha ha ha! Tauntingly, the cruel foreman spoke as he flogged the young teenager, urging him to work harder as he toiled in the hot sun setting out plants. The foreman's jesting philosophy did actually come true. For many years later, this teenager, now a grown man and captain of his own ship, did return to the same spot where he ate fruit from the very trees he had set out that day. Here's the rest of one of the most interesting stories you will ever hear or read. He was born in London on July 24th, 1725. His father was a sea captain, and at the time not a Christian. His mother was a devout Christian, but had been ill from the day she had given birth to John. Realizing that her time to be a mother to her young son would be brief, she began to work diligently with him, spending many hours each day reading Bible stories. As he grew older, she helped him memorize important verses and sometimes